Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Joseph Levering?
Yes, you are. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you, Joseph?
I'm doing fine.
Good to hear. So, Joseph, I checked your email, the one you sent me just a few
Right.
minutes ago, but I'm not seeing here like you want a decrease or an increase.
I want to increase. Back to, when I first started this, I got like $14.75 or $15, and I wanted it to be brought down, okay? And so I told them that I need it brought down to whatever I'm making now. Well, now I just want to thank you. I want my money back because my landlord doesn't take Section 8, and that's why I got it lowered because I thought he was taking Section 8 again, but he's not. So I want my money back, my original money.
Okay. So this is the OT, right? The overtime.
No, this is everything because the regular hours, my regular hours, I was getting paid $14.75 or $15, whatever, an hour. Now it's down to like $9 or $7 or whatever it is. I want my regular hourly pay to go back up to the $14 plus my overtime. I got 56 hours by, the government. So I
Okay.
want my, yeah. I was getting, like I said, I was getting paid close to $15 an hour per regular time, and then I got 16 hours of overtime. If you look
Just
back at my first
I'm
couple
checking.
paychecks.
Yeah, I'm checking here your first pay too.
Right.
From this is what July, I think July, and I'm seeing here your normal hours were a rate at 10, and then the OT, the overtime was 15. Like your first pay stub is that same rate as the one from last Friday.
It can't be. It can't possibly because I got my money lowered. It was whatever the maximum that you guys are paying, that's what I was getting per hour. And
For
then I was getting
example,
overtime.
your first pay rate with us, like your sorry, your first check with us was $491
No.
with
Yeah,
48
okay. All right,
cents.
go listen. All right, listen. So go to like this because I was still with the other company and we were adjusting my pay. So go to about the fourth. Go to about my fourth paycheck. And the fourth paycheck, I brought home. I'll be bringing home close to $700.
Okay, the fourth paid, which was from the pay period of July 21st till July 27th, is for
No,
$491 with 48 cents.
right. Well, keep looking, please, because it'll get up to where I'm telling you. If I wasn't walking down the street right now, I would tell you the exact number of the check because you got me walking down the street. But it's one of them, believe me, man. It'd be close to $700, and that's what I was making every week.
But are you sure it was with Family First?
I work for you guys, right?
Yeah, but I'm not
Yeah,
seeing
I'm
one here.
positive. Oh my gosh.
I'm looking here, but I'm not seeing anything. I'm already on August 22nd, and it's $491
Listen, I never
with
got paid.
55 cents.
Yeah, I never got paid the same amount of money here. I'm telling you, it's in there. Just keep checking, please. I know it's in there because I'm so far away from my house right now. I'm so aggravated.
The only
I
ones
know.
that I'm seeing that are less
No,
was the
more.
one for 340
Yeah, because I told
forty
you that was when it
dollars.
was getting adjusted. That's when it was getting adjusted. So pay that no mind. That's just BS. There's checks there for a full week of mine, okay, where I'm making almost $700. And I did it week after week, so I know the checks are there. It was like my first couple of paychecks were I screwed up because I had
Okay.
another job I was transferring. So about my you read me the second week check. Go further down the line in the check. The fifth check I ever received from you guys, go back, go to there. Or the sixth check I ever received at all. And that's what the money's gonna be at.
Okay, give me 1 second to check.
Okay.
him checking now for. Okay, so something happened on July 25th. You received three checks. I don't know if you remember why that happened.
Yeah, because you guys weren't mailing me out my check. And those checks should be, I don't know if they're messed up or not, but around that time, I started to get my $600. I started to get my normal paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but after that, I see everything is 491.
Yeah, well, you must be missing something, because if you have a copy of every one of my paychecks and they all say 491, well, I get home, I have the number of the paycheck. They say $600-something on them, and they're numbered. It's not that far. Yeah, if you go back to when did I start working for you guys, right? Whenever I started working for you guys, I had to adjust my paycheck because of my other thing. But then after that, I started getting $600-something every week. For quite some time, I can't believe you cannot find it. Yeah, it was months ago. I took this pay cut maybe 3 months ago. So you got to go between when I first got on there, after the first of a week, and then I took this pay cut 3 months ago.
Yeah,
almost
your
4 months
first
ago.
Check was on July 11th, where you received $340.
Yeah, because they were adjusting me. That's why that was. Listen, you can't go by that check though. That check, that's not a full check. That was me getting on there. If you go five or six checks past that 300, I'm telling you, it's $600. Like, I'm almost close to my house too. I can't believe it. I'll give you the number of the doggone check. I mean, I got it right in black and white. I can't believe you can't pull it up. If I got it home in my house on paper, I can't believe you can't pull it up in your system. That's crazy. I just took a nice little walk to relax myself, and then it just happens.
I see here that there are some checks where you receive like you receive multiple checks for 1 week?
Well, it's because you guys, whoever was sending me my checks, I gave them my accounting number, my routing number, and they said the checks keep getting sent back. Well, my bank said nobody even sent the doggone checks. So now I got you guys mailing me paper checks because you guys can't, whoever does it can't get the money in a freaking bank. You know what I mean? I gave them my routing number, my account number, and they sent all them checks, and they all went back. I had a big problem with that.
Okay,
that's what that's for. That's what that's for.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had to go to my bank, waste my time, get that straightened out, which I've done. Oh, my God. I got another 2 blocks to get to my house.
Okay, let's do something. Get to your house, you know. And I know you might be, you know, a little bit agitated by walking fast. So, you know, take your time. Check your, you know, your pay stubs, and then once
you find,
send them to me through email, just like you did, you know, send them to me, and I can, you know, escalate that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do.
Perfect.
Bye. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.